There are currently 17 Democrats running to be president of the United States, and perhaps there will soon be 19. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is considering entering the race just days after New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg filed to run in Alabama. And by the way, he just filed in Arkansas as well. The deadline to file in New Hampshire is Friday, and the Iowa caucuses are less than 3 months away. So let's bring in NPR political correspondent Scott Detrow. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
So Deval Patrick, one of the most high-profile African-American leaders in the Democratic Party, what would his entry into the race mean?
It would, first of all, be incredibly late. Deval Patrick is one of several Democrats who this time a year ago we were looking at as people who were considering getting into the race. Elizabeth Warren got in December of 2018. A lot of other candidates followed. Patrick is talking about hopping into the race literally days, as you mentioned, before the filing deadline in New Hampshire. It would be a last-minute bid without all of the organizational groundwork, staffing, and fundraising that you have seen all these other candidates do for almost a year now. That being said, people like Patrick, people like Michael Bloomberg, and importantly, a lot of establishment Democratic leaders and the donor class are looking at this field and saying nobody has really left their mark, and the candidates who are doing well, we're worried, might be a tough sell to voters next fall.
But wouldn't a Patrick or a Bloomberg take votes away from somebody like Joe Biden?
Probably. Yeah. When Bloomberg made this announcement, I talked to former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, who's worked with Mike Bloomberg a lot, really likes him, but also has endorsed Joe Biden. And he said that was his specific worry. I think a reason a Patrick and a Bloomberg are looking in to get into this race is they feel like Joe Biden has not done a great job. He has remained steadily on top of the polls, but his fundraising numbers have been far below the other Democratic candidates in the race. And even though Joe Biden continues to do well in head-to-head polls against Donald Trump, there's a lot of concern from Democrats that those numbers might erode over the course of a long campaign.
Scott, these candidates who are thinking about getting in now are also talking a lot about kind of skipping the early states or not spending as much attention on them. You've spent a lot of time in those early states. Could you get to the nomination without really caring that much about Iowa or New Hampshire?
You could. You have to go back a very long way for a strategy where that worked, almost to the time before this modern era of primaries and caucuses being at the center of the nomination process and not just something that you duck into before it's settled at the convention. You know, Mike Bloomberg has talked about waiting until mid-March to hop into the race, or early March, with the big Super Tuesday states, California, Texas, and a ton of other states that vote on March 3rd. That's almost a bet that this will go to a convention where this would be settled by delegates on the floor of the convention, which, again, is not something that's happened since the 1970s or 60s.
And as we keep hearing in the reporting about this, it sounds like the polls show that Democrats, at least voters, seem to be happy with the field right now.
Yeah, and that's an important point. That's something that our colleague Domenico Montanaro points out every single time he's asked about this. Overwhelmingly, polls by NPR and other organizations show that voters are happy. And most importantly, I think you have seen so many signs of just high enthusiasm from Democratic voters, from organizers, from the people who are out doing the canvassing, doing the door knocking, doing the donating to campaigns online already. Democrats are really energized by this race in a way that they frankly were not in 2016. I think there's just mostly a lot of concerns at higher levels about the type of candidates at the top of the field.
It's NPR political correspondent Scott Detrow. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.